In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. Glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God and the power of God. Oh yes, there is power in the Holy Spirit. Power to heal, power to deliver. God only knows that we have waited so long for this, and we're beginning to believe it. I don't know if everyone believes it, but I believe it. I believe it. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. So, Lord, we ask you to anoint this broadcast today, that your will would be done, and that you would speak to people, that they would snap on the radio in Jesus' name. So power is what God gives us. We're having a vacation Bible school at St. John the Baptist, and a woman came up to me and said, "Thank you very much." And I said, "What?" She said, "You prayed with me. I had something serious, and it's gone." I said, "Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." Because I didn't do it, but God did it. Through faith. Through faith. Now, I know everyone we prayed for do not get healings. I know that. But you know what? I believe for the healing. And if God wants to take them home, that's another story. I just say, you know, I did the best. I can't heal. And I'm not going to take the guilt because I can't heal. Only Jesus could heal. I told you about this woman who came to me with fourth stage, and I felt really good about her having a CAT scan. The tumors were almost gone, and she was so elated. She thought it was a death sentence. I said, "No, it's not a death sentence. It's a life sentence. And God wants you to know that it's all about power in the Holy Spirit." You see, people don't know that. People in church don't know that. They're looking at their watches, many of them. How long will it take for me to get out of here? Well, we should be having things happen in the assembly when we celebrate the Eucharist. Things should be happening. But you know what? You've got to have faith for it. You've got to have faith that God is going to move in any way that he wants, in power. God moves in power. I was celebrating Mass yesterday with Father Sebastian and Father Matt, and I preached yesterday. And I said, St. Augustine says, we are fed by two tables, the table of the Word and the table of the Eucharist. And then I said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You want faith? Then listen to the Scriptures. Hear God preach the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
We can't heal, only Jesus can, but we can believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. And what do we need to have faith in? You need to have faith today that before the foundation of the world, God chose you to be united to him. You need to have faith that when the Father sees you, he sees Jesus. In the same way, the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves you. It is all about power. You know, because when we were given the Holy Spirit, which fell on you, in the same way it fell on the apostles on the day of Pentecost, and the same power working in the disciples in the Bible is in you now. You need to believe that you're on this earth, you're hearing this broadcast for a reason. You know, when you were chosen to be in Christ and be a Christian, you were chosen for greatness in this world. You know, and it's all about love. It's faith, hope, and love, but it's all about love. And so how do we do great works of the Lord? We get the intimacy of God. When you're in the secret place with the Lord, where He wants to take you to today, and you get that closeness to God, you start becoming healed. You know, we can receive it from the table of the Eucharist, the table of reading the Word, table of praise and worship. You know, in the glory, anything's possible. But the closer you get to God, the more you can do with Him and for Him. You know, we have our faith, but faith without works is dead. So how do we do works of the Lord? We read His Word. He wants to get close to you today. You know, all the Lord wants to do, guys, is He wants to love on you today. It's really all we need to do, and it's a free gift. We don't need to do anything, strive for His love. But we do need to be able to get out of the way and receive it. You know, and a lot of times we get in our minds, and I think a lot of people on this broadcast, you're in your mind today. And being in your mind about your past or being tormented by thoughts, it's just blocking the love of God today. So right now, in Jesus' name, we just bind every tormenting spirit, and we just ask for the love of the Father to pour out on you. Because in the love, miracles, everything will happen. Healings will happen. You know, I've seen it through Father Tom, but God's outside space and time, and He wants to give you that today and now.
And it's for you. It's not only for us. It's for you that you lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. Oh, yes. This tormenting experience, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You need to say that out loud if you are being tormented, because it doesn't come from God. Some people think God sent it. God sends love. God sends peace. God sends joy. God sends health. It's not from God, this tormenting stuff. This has got to be flushed down the toilet, and do it immediately. That God says there is now, N-O-W, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You know, the mind is a funny thing. What we speak with our mouth begins to happen. Like, let's think about this. You speak with your mouth. Ah, well, I'm stupid. I'm telling you, you're going to become stupid. Speak, I'm precious in the sight of God. Keep speaking that. I'm precious in the sight of God. Stupid has nothing to do with you. You say, but I can't do very much. I just want to tell you, I can't do very much, but I can preach. I can pray. I can do those two things. I just today, I couldn't open or unscrew a bottle of water. I needed someone to help me. And you know what? It's a little embarrassing, but I just couldn't do it. I tried and tried and tried, couldn't do it. So you see, I needed help, and the help came. There is now, N-O-W, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you believe that today? Would you put it on today like a pair of slacks? Put it on today like a pair of slacks. You are precious in the sight of God. You are precious in the sight of God. From all eternity, God chose you to be. There are no mistakes. Your mother might have said, you're a mistake. No, I'm sorry. It's no mistakes. Every one that conceives, it is God's will that the conception takes place. It is God's will that the suggestion that they be born 9 months later. It's God's will. It's not God's will to call you stupid. No, God says, you are precious in my sight, and I love you. You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Start believing that. Start speaking that out. Start allowing God to do things. What do we mean by speaking it out? I'm telling you, whatever I speak comes from my heart. Yes. And you know, when I speak criticism grows. We're not to be critical. We're to be loving. Do we fail? Yes, I fail all the time. Yesterday I gave a homily about what we say and comes about. And you know what? Didn't take me 10 minutes to say something that I shouldn't have said. And the only thing I said to God after he came out, Lord, forgive me. Just forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. That's what I shouldn't have done. But I did it. I'm weak. But God, forgive me. And he forgave me.
He always forgives us. Yeah, we want to live out of our heart, not out of our mind. You know, words have power. Words have the ability to create and destroy. God has a perfect destiny for you. We want to speak out our destiny. We don't want to speak out what the enemy has destined for us, because it's nothing good. You know we're speaking with the Holy Spirit, and it is the Holy Spirit when there's peace on what we say. You know, when Father Tom talks on the broadcast, you can feel the peace of what he's saying. It's how you know it's from God. When you feel anxiety, when you're speaking out like lies, we know it's not from the Lord. And you don't want to speak that out. Like what God is showing you now, what he's bringing up in your mind, are thoughts that aren't from him, that are tormenting you. And often he goes to the greatest place of warfare. Because in your mind, the greatest place of warfare is your greatest place of inheritance. So whatever you feel the worst about or torment about the most, that's a mountain that you give to God. You say, Jesus, I give it to you today. Because once you climb that mountain and you give that to the Lord, everything else will come into alignment. So I'm talking to you. It could be something from your past, a childhood trauma, an abortion. You know, God's showing you what it is right now. But trust and surrender are the vessels where graces are given. So just say, Jesus, I surrender it to you now. You know, the Lord, he's so good, but he gave us free will, and he's just looking to for us to take the first step. It's like if we're in the ocean drowning. God will throw us a life raft, but we need to take the first step to grab it. He won't make us grab it. And he's throwing you one right now. You know, the thing about God and his love is there's always more. And he wants your soul completely united to him. Because a soul united to God is feared by the devil, like God himself, because you inherit the power. So how do we do work and miracles? We just unite our soul to God, and we give everything that's not of God to him. And we know you will know it's not of God when you don't feel a peace about it. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I know we've heard this 1,000 times, but that's what the Lord wants you to say. So how do we combat the battle of the mind? We fill it with God. We sing to the Lord today. We praise and worship. You know, the Lord hearkens at the praises of his people. There's so much with you and really nothing against you. The battle was won on the cross. You know, we stand in a place of victory. You stand in a place of victory. And you just need to know that. You need to not let the enemy into your mind. You need to not let him lie to you. Not let him, not allow him, the enemy, to speak for you, to speak out his future for you, to speak out your glorious destiny that Jesus has given you. That's the word that Father Tom gave that's for today. God wants you to speak out everything he has for you, and the promises are in the word. It will come in the praise and worship. You know the promises of God, and they're so much more abundant than you could ever imagine.
No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon. I tell you, the weapon begins in the mind. And what does God say about that? Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice of praise in the renewal of your mind. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're all tempted. We're all tempted. The devil hates Jesus because he can't get at Jesus. He gets at us. But we need to know that on the cross, he was defeated. We need to know that on the cross, he was chained on the cross, and he can only go so far. And he does the same things that he did with Adam and Eve. He lies. He's been a liar, a thief, and a murderer from the beginning. You want nothing to do with him. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. That is the inheritance of those who believe in Jesus. You are precious in the sight of the Lord. I want you to hear that. You are precious in the sight of the Lord. You are not a mistake. God has great things in store for you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh yes, it's all about dwelling in the house of the Lord, in our hearts. It starts in the heart, that he lives not in my head, but in my heart. And what's in my heart has to come out. I was told that this young woman was so angry with God, and she kept on swallowing it, and swallowing it, and swallowing it. And some of her friends began to pray with her, and that anger started to be loosened, and she had a smile on her face at the end of the prayer. You see, you might be angry with God. Just tell him, I'm angry with you, Lord, but I still love you. Would you show me why that happened? Would you give me grace to know that you have plans not only for Anthony and Father Tom, but you have plans for me, for me, for me.
Yeah. And it's all about love. You know, my problem, everyone's problem, is there's not a shortage of anything in this world except love. Even from going out and doing the... Well, there's no shortage of God's love. It's us receiving it. But from even going out and doing the ministries of the homeless, you know, people addicted to drugs. We think they're homeless. They need money. They do. But what they need is love. Because, you know, we can give them money, food, this and that. But they're gonna use it to try to fill that space within them with love. But once they receive God's love, then they can be filled by God, and suddenly all these hindrances are taken away. They have the ability to move forward in life. They become healed by God, and they start taking steps. They get confidence, and they go into a church, and then God aligns everything. Because it's in God's kingdom, there's no shortage of anything. It's all about receiving the love. So in your life, any areas you have anxiety or, you know, you have not the fullness of, all you got to do is let Jesus come in more. Let his love fill it. Because in the love of God, there's only abundance. And of course, in the physical, but like in the spiritual. So in the love of God, there is no fear. In the love of God, there is no anxiety. In the love of God, there is no unbelief. You know, the root of all sin is truly unbelief. Because if we understood and we believed how much Jesus loved us, there'd be nothing to do besides celebrate. You know, because what he did for us is not in the past. It happened in the past, but it's an everyday thing. You know, we get to live in the freedom of God. And you know, we all have pains. We're in a fallen world. But the key to happiness is sometimes understanding our misery without God. And we understand our misery without God, we ask for God's mercy to come into it. And when God's mercies come into it, your soul isn't like Swiss cheese. It's like a honeycomb where right now, whatever area, the more room for pain and trauma that's happened, you know, the more room for God's glory to fill it up. I feel a lot of you right now being tormented by thinking that God's not with you, or your sin is too great, but St. Faustina told us in Jesus' revelation, you know, the greater the sin attracts mercy. The greater the sinner, the greater the mercy God wants to pour out on you. You know, there'll be faith, hope, and love. Love is a cross.
Say that again from Faustina.
She said the greater the sinner, the greater the right to God's mercy. The greater the sin in your life, the worse it was. God's already forgiven you when you ask. The greater the right for his mercy. Who loves the most? Who Jesus has forgiven the most? You know, so there's a lot of you right now. What sets the people free? It's only the truth. And Jesus is the truth. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday on the street, and they were telling me Buddhism, it's open to everything. But like Father Tom said, on Buddha's deathbed, he said he still seeks the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, the light. So, you know, what's going to free you? What's going to free your mind? It's getting the word of God in. It's hearing the truth. It's experiential knowledge. It's just giving everything to the Lord, to the name of Jesus. You know, if you don't have anyone to pray for you, me and Father Tom will pray for you. So we just ask that you break every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name, and we bind them to the cross. And we ask that you send out and just inebriate every listener, everyone, with the rays of your divine mercy right now in Jesus' name, and replace their heart with your sacred heart. Because in the end, God's going to see your heart. And if you have a heart that's wide open, just open up, he's going to fill it. Nothing you can do to make God love you more. There is nothing you can do to make God love you more. So just stop being a knucklehead today and receive the love of God. Because all he wants to do is fill you with it.
Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's at the door of your heart. And he's knocking. And he's patient. He's been knocking for years. But you didn't know it. But now you know it. I stand at the door of your heart and knock. And if you invite me in, we will have supper together. It's from the third chapter of Revelation, I believe the 20th verse. I stand at the door and knock. Believe it today. Believe today that you are precious in the sight of God. Believe today that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Believe today that God wants to share power with us, and that's our inheritance. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Believe today that from all eternity You were in the heart of God, and He had you come to the earth. You are not a mistake. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you coming to the School of the Holy Spirit? July 25th to the 31st.
Yes.
It's in Crown Plaza, Woburn. You can come and meet Anthony. He's going to be there. Crown Plaza, Newton, the 25th to the 31st of July. Come, come, come. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.